I recently moved into a luxury apartment, and though it is nice and I like it and all these other things, I realize that I can't afford it. When I say I can't afford it, it does not mean I can't pay for it. Like, I have enough money to pay for it as far as money's in my bank account, but as far as like what I want to do in life, I can't really afford it. In a sense of, now I'm in a position where it's like, I'm here and I pay so much in rent, it's to the point where it's like, I can't even go on a trip right now. Like, I can't. Like, and I haven't traveled in a while, and I'm very big on traveling. Like, I'm very big on going out and stuff like that. And Crown I world. Can't really do it as much as I would like to, because it's like, I can't afford it. And I don't know why we do this to ourselves. Like,
hey, Raph, I'm a teacher and I can barely afford to pay rent with my salary. My salary biweekly is basically my rent minus $500. Guess how much my car is? $400. Guess how much insurance is? $100. Oh, yeah, that's right. You do the math. I'm left with owing money at the end of the month. That's not even with groceries. That's not even with groceries. I realize every single month I am transferring money out of savings into my checking, and I am not. Just had the realization in the car that I'm actually gonna go into debt if I continue being a teacher. Like, genuinely.
Would you rather date rich and ugly or hot and broke?
Definitely rich and ugly.
Why?
Because you worry about money every single day. Like, it affects you every moment of your life.
You would want to date someone ugly, though?
I mean, medium ugly, not like ugly.
What is
but
she
you're
saying?
Like hot, like, you need someone hot.
I mean, not like, not if.
Bruh.
I guess. Thank you.
It is more important to conserve money than it is to earn it while trying to build wealth. The most crucial figure in your finances is your savings rate, or the percentage of your take-home pay that you set aside for savings. The phrase lifestyle inflation is used. Inflation of lifestyle is a straightforward idea. Your standard of living increases in tandem with your income. Save more, though, if you want to accumulate riches. A large portion of the middle class is prevented from saving enough money for their dream retirement by lifestyle inflation. The internet is pushing younger women to date, affluent guys, live opulent lives, spend excessive amounts of money on ostentatious meals and lodging, and strive to acquire designer goods. Under the cover of hypergamy, these ideas are promoted in a ton of blogs and articles on social media. Hypergamy, often known as dating up or marrying up, is the word used in social science to describe the act of dating or marrying someone higher socially or sexually advanced than the individual in question, according to Wikipedia. It's quite okay to want to treat yourself to something upscale once in a while, but only if you can do so without going over budget or endangering your future. As I mentioned before, saving money is more important for growing wealth than earning money. Instead of learning the habit of conserving money, the majority of young females go online and read blogs that encourage them to date for money and lead opulent lives that they clearly cannot afford. Similar to how young women fell for the feminist lie, most young girls fell for the myth that life is nothing more than earning money and living opulently. They are unaware of how vulnerable they are financially when they rely just on their lover. Autumn, a female user on TikTok, posted something. She went on the internet to talk about how her wealthy boyfriend spends money instead of her own. She's now telling young ladies to get a rich boyfriend instead of wasting their money or dividing the costs. The majority of these women are unaware that what suits one person may not suit another. These young ladies don't have much money, but they spend it carelessly because they want to fit in. It doesn't dawn on them until they're broke and beginning to regret it. They start utilizing men as their money after they run out of money.
I just want you guys to know, there's no way that I'm gonna date a man that makes under 200K a year. That don't even make no sense. I'm not trying to struggle. I can struggle by myself, okay? Why would I want to struggle with a man? So if you're not making 200K, you can't date me. You trying to date me? I only date millionaires, baby. Like, you better get it right. Too many times you had it wrong. Don't be in my inbox. Working where? Where you work? That's the only question I got. Where you work? Then I could decide.
Money?
actually ruining our relationship for the future, because now you can no longer keep the show up because you faked it.
The show meaning like money, right? Like
the money, the gifts, the romance, mm-hmm. the trips, everything that you do at the beginning to try to get us, you need to be able to keep that up, because that's who we're gonna fall in love with, and that's what we're gonna want. When you stop doing that, we're gonna be looking at you like, what happened? You don't like us anymore?
And they don't even do it gradually. They just be all of a sudden, nah, we ain't going nowhere.
Yeah.
Nah.
Save money.
Right. We gotta save money now.
Can't do this. Ain't all you wanna do this. This is the lifestyle that you was giving me from day one.
And all of a sudden we go from spending $15,000 to $2. I'm hungry.
I think it's just the action itself.
Yeah, exactly.
It's not really about the money. It's just the action itself.
Mm-hmm.
You used to bring me flour every Monday. Oh, suddenly you just stop.
I'm still the same girl. I'm still cute.
Yeah.
Don't spend on a woman to make her love you. Spend on a woman that loves you, a buddy once told me. For millennia, money has served as a representation of authority and prestige, and women have wanted wealthy men for thousands of years. Stability and an improved quality of life are offered by a wealthy man. He can provide for kids. He can share fresh insights. Men are aware of this. That's the reason a lot of us put in a lot of work, dress well, and acquire items that reflect our socioeconomic standing. Our goal is to present ourselves as superior partners to other men. Some guys, though, go too far with this. They lavish outrageous sums of money on ladies they have just met. It doesn't always work out the way a guy expects when he spends money to get ladies. 1. You convey an ugly message. A lady has to have an emotional attraction to you before she will take you seriously. However, you're not presenting yourself as a sincere, long-term romantic partner when you use money to win over a woman. 2. The wrong ladies who will leave you are drawn to you. If you prioritize your finances over true connections, you'll probably draw in ladies who share your values. These are the women who are most concerned with leading opulent lives. As long as they receive that monetary value, they will act as though they are invested in you. 3. Less than you would imagine. It will have an impact. Although money has a relative worth, women nevertheless cherish it. When money directly affects your survival, it becomes much more important. When it only gets you a newer smartphone or some luxury clothing, it doesn't matter. The key takeaway is that attempting to buy women off with money will not win them over. I hold most of the men accountable who are being taken advantage of by these women. When you approach a female as a rich man, money shouldn't be your initial offer. Don't show off your possessions. When you first meet a woman, avoid lavishing her with money. Watch out for her to move on to another guy if you refuse a woman's request for money on your first encounter. That demonstrates that she only ever wanted your money, not you. So guys, keep your assets under wraps so you don't lose them.